Get it now, get it now, or you can't go out and play. Get it now, get it now.
Are you getting yours now?
Wendy, I'm not allowed to get a shot.
All right, a terrible thing just happened to hurt my...
Were your feelings hurt?
A little bit. First of all, let me introduce Central Region Medical Director at the Northwestern Medicine Immediate Care Center and Emergency Medicine Physician at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Dr. Matthew Kippenhahn is with us. Hi, Dr. Matthew.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
And you have brought Matt with you. You've made it very easy to remember names. Matt, you are immediate care technician?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So you will be administering flu shots for us today.
Yep.
You are also a doctor.
No, I am
not. You are not a doctor.
No,
have you ever given a shot before, Matt?
Yes, I
have. You
have.
All right.
All right. And we're going to discuss this with Dr. Kippenhahn. First of all, I'm not a fan of yours anymore because...
Don't say that.
I was defending my partner, Bill... Dr. Kippenhahn said, oh, you're not going to get a shot today? What are you, a baby? And I said, he has a huge aversion to needles.
Yeah.
Dr. Kippenhahn says, oh, well, you know, we have this nasal spray.
Right.
Bill says, you know, they told me I was too old for it. Doctor says, oh, are you over 50?
Yeah.
See, I think that's a compliment.
That is a compliment.
You both look young.
Thank you.
Well, you said it to Bill, and we're the same age.
Are we, though? I don't know that that's true.
All right. We talked about this last week briefly. There's a lot of misconceptions about a flu shot. People think you get sick from the flu shot. That's a fallacy, correct?
Right. You can't get sick from the flu shot. It's a killed virus. So there isn't actually a virus that can replicate and give you an illness. Sometimes you'll get a little bit of redness or swelling in the
arm. My arm is sore like the next day.
And that's pretty normal. That's just your immune system reacting to the flu vaccine, but you can't actually get sick from it.
So there's an element of the virus in there because it's your body building up a tolerance to it, but it's a dead strain.
Correct.
Right? All right.
Listen, all I want to say is I get a flu shot every year. My kids get it. My husband gets it. Bill would get it if you weren't afraid of needles.
I'm afraid of needles.
Vaccinations are very important because for a very long time, mumps were not around at all. Mumps and measles are making a comeback. A lot of people choose not to immunize their children, which is a scary thing if you have children that are getting their vaccinations and you go to school with them. Vaccinations, we all got them when we were growing up. Why the aversion now?
So I think a lot of it is perception. So there isn't any actual hard evidence that vaccines cause any of these problems, but there's a small group, and they tend to have a very focal presence
yeah.
in the market, where, and a lot of it is celebrities too, that these aren't medical professionals with actual evidence. And there are some concerns with autism and other conditions that we're seeing more prevalence, but there actually has never been any proven evidence that these are related to vaccines.
And Jenny McCarthy, and I was mad at her for many years because she started a lot of this. She was told by a doctor that perhaps her son's autism was caused by the shots, the MMR
vaccine.
But she's
doubled back on it.
Right, because he turned out to be a fraud and not have information. So I feel bad because she, I believe, has changed her stance on this. But when I think of people not vaccinating their kids, Jenny McCarthy is the first person I think of.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty a common perception as well.
Yeah. There are vaccinations for many things these days. This flu vaccination, we have been told, although I have to admit we hear it every year, it's going to be a bad flu season.
We are anticipating a bad flu season again. Yes.
Based on what? What happened to make you believe this?
So what they do is the World Health Organization sits down on a yearly basis in February, and our flu season tends to follow the Southern Hemisphere from their winter, which is 6 months prior. And that's how they base the strains that they're going to put into the flu vaccine.
Yeah.
But just in general, the last couple of years we know have been bad. And there's certain strains that tend to circulate that have more virulence that cause more serious illness.
Oh.
And mainly the people at risk here are people who have an immune system that is not functioning properly, the elderly, children. So for a relatively healthy person, I guess it's just safe being. You just do the flu vaccine just to be sure?
Right. So the whole point of getting the flu vaccine, one, is that you're protecting yourself. So even if you're healthy, there are cases every year where a healthy young person will get the flu and die from things like influenza or overwhelming infection that comes after having the flu.
Is that just a bad immunity system? What is that based
on? It's probably just really bad luck because those people have normal immune systems in general. And then the other part about getting the flu vaccine is you're actually protecting a lot of other people. So you're protecting all those people that can't get a vaccine. So children less than 6 months can't get a vaccine.
Uh-huh.
People that have allergies to the vaccine can't get it.
And that's from eggs mainly?
Eggs mainly, yes. But and then there's also some people that will have had a neurologic problem with a prior vaccine. They can't get it. So the more of us that get the vaccine, the less the flu can spread. And so you're actually helping other people out.
Oh, all right.
When I first got my very first flu shot, when it became popular, I was pregnant at the time and I was kind of scared and didn't do it on the air. I then called my doctor and she said, of course, get a flu shot. So it's okay for pregnant women and probably very important.
Absolutely. Pregnancy is considered one of the high-risk conditions to get flu. So basically children, pregnancy, people over 65, and then anyone with a chronic medical condition. So someone with like diabetes, blood pressure, anything. Those are the most important people. But like we said, everyone is still applicable. It's a pretty miserable illness. And if you actually have had the flu with a fever of like 103 and you're stuck in bed for a couple days, like it is
awful.
Not getting that
it's
illness.
It's awful. If you can, Matt, see if you can answer this text. They've heard, it says in the text, that more mercury is being used to prolong the shelf life of the vaccines. Is that true or not true?
No, it's not. The vaccine is still safe, and there's nothing in there as far as heavy metals that you need to consider toxic.
Yeah, okay.
I have had shingles twice, and knock on wood, they have been so unbelievably mild. One was almost like a little diamond tramp stamp in the back. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had it twice, very mild. If you get tingling, I went to my doctor, got on the medication right away, so it never got worse. Would I be a good participant for a shingles vaccination as well?
Shingles vaccine depends a lot on your other medical conditions and your age. And then also there are some restrictions with insurance on shingles vaccine. So that's a little bit of a different animal to talk about.
But if you've had it before, are you someone that it can repeat? Are you someone that might want to be thinking about getting a shingles vaccine?
It certainly would be a good idea, and you'd have to talk with your doctor to see if you're eligible.
I have a 16-year-old son, almost 16, who wanted to know if there was a vaccination for foot and mouth disease because it's going around his high school, and he said, yeah, you miss a couple days of school, but I don't want to get this. Is there a vaccination, and what is it?
Unfortunately not. So it's hand, foot, and mouth disease. And what it causes is mostly cold symptoms, but then also people will get little ulcers like canker sores in their mouth and then on their hands and feet. And it'll go away after a week or so. But in general, we see really big outbreaks of it. And then you'll get a lot of kids missing school.
And kids, they get it primarily from kissing horses, right?
Not quite.
It used to be called, I thought, hoof and mouth disease.
Somewhat related. There's some animal conditions that are considered and similar.
Don't just go around kissing horses, though, is the message we need to send out to the kids today.
I think that's pretty good medical advice for everyone, yes.
Right.
And I remember when my kids were little that was going around in preschools and stuff.
Yes, still is.
It's still, so how do you stay away from that? Just wash your hands frequently and keep toys clean and try and keep things out of your mouth as a baby?
Careful hand washing, yes, not sharing those things. But in general, the nature of like daycares and preschools, it's going to continue to spread.
Yeah.
So
I think I have just figured out a way to get the kids today to stop vaping with those jewels.
Oh.
You could say, oh, you're going to share that with somebody because they have foot and mouth disease.
Oh, good idea.
That might be a way to deter them.
You just made $1 million right in front of our eyes.
All right. I have filled out my form. Steve Bertrand has to get the Wintrust business lunch ready, so we'll let him get his flu shot first. You get one every year, don't you, Bertrand? And I want to ask you, you have a cold. Is it okay to get a flu shot if you have a cold?
A minor cold is okay. If you have a fever or some more serious illness, we recommend waiting until you're better.
What about this? Steve was just overseas for a while.
Kissing horses.
Kissing horses in England. Is that okay to give him a shot now? Or
I think it's still going to be okay.
That's all right?
Yes.
All right.
All right. We have Dr. Matthew Kippenhahn, Central Region Medical Director at the Northwestern Medicine Immediate Care Centers and Emergency Medicine Physician at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. That's all you?
Yes.
Boy, you got a lot of titles.
Yes.
And then Matt is here, who is a immediate care technician who will be administering the shot. You sure you don't want one?
No. I can't have any.
It's actually pretty easy, and if you're at all apprehensive, we can lay you down and put your feet up and everything.
I could still fight all of you. I'm not afraid of any
that
of you.
That is the weirdest thing with you. You get just
I get
very
violent. If you come at me with a needle, I get violent. They used to have a tablet they would give me, but they stopped with the tablets. Where'd the tablets go?
Tablet?
Like a sedative, you mean?
No. The
flu vaccine?
Yeah, the vaccine was in tablet form when I was a kid.
I've never heard of that part.
Maybe they
were sweet tarts.
They were shaped like Barney Rubble. I'll never forget them.
You can do a nasal. There's a nasal vaccine if you're less than 50, and you have there's some other criteria you can't get.
All right.
All right. Well, we will continue. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill. It's Wendy. It's 720 WGN. All right, it's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're getting our flu shots. We have Matt, the immediate care technician, who is administering a shot to Stephanie Tischner right now.
And he's doing it immediately. He's living up to his billing.
Bertrand just got his shot. And then Dr. Matthew Kippenhahn is with us. I'm going to get my shot, but a couple of questions that people have. How effective is the flu shot this year? I know it's a bit of a crapshoot, but you think it's going to be how effective?
We never know until we really start seeing flu activity. Like we mentioned in the last segment, basically the vaccine is picked from about 6 months ago of the strains that are circulating elsewhere in the world. So we're hopeful that it will be good, but we don't really know until we start seeing a lot of flu activity.
Do you watch other countries and say, oh, it was a bad flu season in Europe or wherever, you know it's going to be bad here? Does that how it plays out?
Yes, the World Health Organization and the CDC monitor data year-round, and that's how they pick which strains will go in.
What is the best time to get a flu shot? I remember October is before flu season starts. Is that the best time? Although I got mine December last year because I kind of forgot about it. It's never too late. Does it wear off?
It lasts for one season, so in general, you need it every year. In general, the vaccine in the U.S. starts to be available in September and early October, so now is a great time. Once you get your flu vaccine, it takes about 2 weeks until we think that people really have immunity. That said, if you forget now and still want to do it later in the season, it still is always a good idea.
Do they ever miscalculate and think, oh, we've come up with the exact right serum, and then it turns out they're wrong?
Yes.
It's happened?
Last year was notable that it was definitely less than 50% of the strains.
That's bad.
I didn't get the flu, though, and I got a flu shot. And actually, I got mine in October, but I couldn't get the kids to go. And a lot of places that you go to get a flu shot, it's free of cost to you if you have insurance. A lot of times, instead of your copay, it's nothing or a small copay. You can also, where can other people go to get flu shots?
So through Northwestern, you can come to our immediate care centers. There's four centers throughout the city, and then there's sites in the northern suburbs that you can just walk in. You can also go to your doctor's office, and then places like Walgreens will have flu shots, and then your public health department as well.
All right, we have a caller, so you're going to have to put some headphones on. And actually, I was filling out the questionnaire because you have to sign a consent before you get a flu shot. And one of the questions involves what Sue's going to ask. Hi, Sue, how are you? Oh, Sue, come on. I'll try one more time.
All right.
Hold. Sue, are you there? All right, we don't have her. There is a question that was answered. Is it Guillain-Barré disease?
Guillain-Barré.
Okay. Like I was thinking Gillian Anderson. I didn't know how to say it. She wanted to know if she can still get the flu shot that was on the questionnaire. Explain a little about that.
Right. So Guillain-Barré is a neurologic disorder that can present after vaccinations or other illnesses. And basically it causes paralysis. And if you've had a prior reaction with a flu shot to that, that's one contraindication that you should not get the flu shot again.
Okay, so there are some people that shouldn't. Matt, are you ready to stick me?
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Wendy's sleeve is up, but then it is most of the time.
I will admit that. Why is it up most of the time? So I got to relax my arm.
Make yourself look tougher.
Just let it dangle.
Let it dangle. Truer words never spoken. Thank you,
Matt. I will tell you that my arm has been sore for a couple days afterwards.
From what?
From the flu shot.
Oh, yeah?
Although last year, I don't think it was. 2 years ago, it was pretty sore. Why does it vary like that?
It varies from person to person. Some people won't notice anything. It's basically just your immune system reacting to the vaccine.
Hmm.
Does this strengthen your immune system? Obviously, that's the point of a vaccination, right?
Right. It's to stimulate your body to make antibodies against the flu. So if you are exposed, you won't have the full illness.
Yeah. Now, you're looking away, I noticed. Usually, you watch
I usually
not today.
Do watch. I didn't
trust
Matt for
some
reason.
I don't know. I wouldn't trust him.
But
he's
I have
young.
To tell you the truth. Don't take it personally, because I didn't feel a thing.
Nothing.
I'm not
Zero,
kidding.
Zero, yeah?
One of the best flu shots ever.
Oh.
Good work.
How about that?
I do
Put
usually
that in your
watch.
Yelp review of Matt. All right, great onion rings, terrific flu shots.
Thank you so much. You were very gentle. All right, so what else do we need to know about the flu shot? Now would be, it's not too early to get it, correct?
Certainly not. This is a great time.
And when does the flu season typically last? Like, are we out of the woods come January?
It's getting started, though, now, right?
Usually, we think it starts in about January. Last year was so bad because it started in November, and we saw flu activity the whole season, even through, like, February and March.
So the guy who came up with the wrong flu vaccination serum, he got bounced, right? You fired that guy.
I think he's got some good knowledge for the next year.
That's the right way to look at it.
Is there some protection, even though you don't have the exact precise strains that are hitting? Isn't there some protection in the vaccination anyway?
It sort of depends, partly based on what part of the virus that the antibodies are to. So there's always some. And the whole point is that you're better off getting, as long as you're someone who can get the flu shot, you're gambling. So you either have 0% chance of being protected or you have some percent.
But I guess the only foolproof method is coldies, right?
Or getting a flu shot.
I haven't had the flu in a long time, but I remember having it. It really does wipe you out for a week. And I know sometimes...
A week? Really? Does it?
In bad cases where you can't eat, you can't drink, you just feel miserable, your head is throbbing because you have a fever. Would that be an adequate description of the flu?
It's a pretty miserable illness. We can see when you start seeing a lot of flu activity, you see people come in and you just look at them and you know they're wiped out. They have a high fever. A fever of 103 is like, it's really uncomfortable. You get a lot of body aches. You have no energy for quite a while. You have to miss work. You have to miss school. It's not a fun thing.
It's not like playing hooky where, you know, you can do something fun. You're stuck in bed.
Right, right.
All right. Well, listeners, use your discretion. I've gotten a flu shot. If Bill wasn't afraid of needles, would you have gotten one?
Yeah, if I wasn't afraid of needles, I would have. I've gotten two or three of them. Plus, I have disco fever. Is that good or bad?
All right, he's Dr. Matthew Kippenhahn, and he is Central Region Medical Director at the Northwestern Medicine Immediate Care Centers, also emergency medicine physician at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Matt, what is your last name if you want to reveal it?
Blazo.
Matt Blazo.
Matt Blazo gives great shots. Wendy even said so.
You really did. I swear to you, I didn't feel it. And part of the reason is you let your arm dangle.
That's the key.
Because then you're not tensed up.
Right.
Get your flu shots. Take care of yourself. If people want to find out more information, Dr. Kippenhahn, where do they go?
You can go to our website at nm.org. If you want flu-specific information, the cdc.gov also has great information.
Did you get your flu shot already?
Yes.
All right, good.
What if you went, heck no. Please. Not a chance.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming up and administering the flu shot. I will be taking my kids tonight. Usually mom gets it first to pave the way, and then they'll get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
A quick break, some news, more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.